Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 7. Jesus said, "But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." The Holy Spirit, your healer and helper. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. You fell on the driveway and cut your knee badly on a sharp edge. You limp into the house, and your mom grabs the first aid kit. As she gets ready to wash the cut and apply ointment, she says, "This might hurt a bit, but we have to do it for the healing to start." She prepares you for the sting and encourages you to be strong. In today's Bible reading, Jesus was preparing his disciples for the sting of his arrest and death on the cross. He wanted them to understand that something painful was about to happen. The disciples would feel hurt as they watched this happen. But Jesus going to the cross was the bad thing that had to happen for all people to be healed from sin. Jesus' time on earth was almost over. Soon he would return victoriously to his Father in heaven, and the disciples would continue the ministry for him. Jesus' words weren't easy to hear for the disciples, but were meant to prepare them. For 3 years they had been together in ministry. They had experienced difficulties and opposition together. How could the disciples face future difficulties and opposition without Jesus? Jesus said, "Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you." The Advocate is another word for the Holy Spirit. It means a person who comes to help you in time of difficulty. After Jesus returned to heaven, the Holy Spirit would be the one to talk the disciples through difficulty. The Holy Spirit would strengthen the disciples to live for Jesus. The Holy Spirit is our powerful helper too. Sometimes we have to go through painful things. It can be difficult to live for Jesus when everything in the world seems against us. We may feel like Jesus is far away in heaven and we are alone. But he is with us, and the Holy Spirit reminds us of this truth. Every time we hear God's word, the Spirit is working in our hearts, taking us through whatever situation we are in. We are so blessed to be healed from sin because of Jesus, and we are so helped every day by our Advocate, the Holy Spirit. We bow our heads and fold our hands in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to heal us from sin. Please send the Holy Spirit into our hearts to help us live for Jesus. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.